What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Just every single day to be better and to believe that we're going to get through this. And at the end of the day, we, like I said, we have to play for each other and fight for each other and understand that this situation sucks, but it's part of the journey.
Lindor homered in the game. Kodai Senga, no decision, gave up 2 runs and 5 hits while striking out 7 over 5 in the third. Next up for the Mets, they open the series with the Mariners Friday night. Also Friday night, the Yankees are in St. Louis to take on the Cardinals after they were off on Thursday. From the NBA, the Knicks open up their 2025-26 regular season schedule October 22nd against the Cavaliers at the Garden. The Nets open up on the road October 22nd at Charlotte. 77 degrees, clear skies in Central Park. That's what's happening with sports flashes at the top of the hour. I'm Peter Schwartz.
New York sports is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. WFAN is the only place where Yankees, Mets, Giants, and Jets fans come together and sound off. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
All right, little Tony Bennett to get us going at 104. How we doing? McMonagle here with you on this Friday morning. 1 hour down, 4 more to go on our 5 hour midnight ride. We're playing Zoo Likes the Themes. We do it on Saturdays. He's keeping with the theme of Italian artists, and obviously Tony Bennett is that. So far, a couple of crooners with Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett. See if you can find any. See if you can find Italian artists that do anything else besides saying, you know, the best is yet to come. As I'm going to Italy, this is it. Now I've seen. We're obviously up on the live chat as well. Try and promote that on the YouTube page. You can go see us live, Keith and myself, every night. It is going to be an every night thing. This is just night number one, so you can go to the YouTube channel and watch the show live. It's going to be one and done for me for a while as I leave to go on vacation. But I'll be back in 2 weeks, and we'll have this show up every single night, 888-808-1019. Now, we ended the last hour with a question. We'll get into who's better or worse, the New York Mets or the New York Yankees. But who would be more embarrassed right now? As the Yankees currently sit, let me just double check. I forgot what the... They did. Hold on. Cleveland ended up winning that game, right? I think they did. The New York Yankees are a half a game up on the Cleveland Guardians, and the Mets are a half a game up on the Cincinnati Reds. Who would be more embarrassed by missing out on the postseason? What team? What fan base? And I think, like, both, it's tough. The Yankees have a standard, there's no doubt. And missing out 2 out of the 3 years is frustrating. Yankees went to the World Series last year. Mets went to the NLCS. Both teams have high enough payrolls for sure to be in the postseason. Both had division leads. I would have to say, though, with all of the offseason talk about how the Mets have taken over the town, how the Mets are big brother, how the Yankee fan can't handle the idea that Juan Soto has left the Bronx for greener pastures, because that was part of the argument. That was part of the argument, Mets fans. You can't hide from it now. Part of the argument was he chose the Mets because the team is far better. He chose the Mets because the owner and the general manager are far better. He chose the Mets because the future of the franchise is far better and on much more stable ground. That's why. He could have taken the money in New York with the Yankees. It was close enough. He chose the Mets because he sees what we all see. The Mets are a better run franchise. Can't be pounding your chest all offseason with we're the better franchise. We're the better team. Can't take Juan Soto from the New York Yankees and then fall on your face. I don't know. It's embarrassing for the Yankees. Don't get me wrong. They were up 7 games in that division. But the Toronto Blue Jays have played better than the Philadelphia Phillies. The Blue Jays have a better record than the Phillies. The Blue Jays are 20 games over 500. For all the talk of the American League sucks, outside of Milwaukee, the next two for sure. Yeah, out Milwaukee and then Toronto and Detroit are the two best records, are the three best records in baseball. The Dodgers are 68-53. They're a game back of San Diego. The Cubs were supposed to be this great team, 8 games behind the Brewers. Like, I don't know. I think it's pretty close. It's hard to say one would be definitely more embarrassing, but if I had to choose, for the Met fans, you can't crow the way you did. You can't take victory laps the way you did and then miss the postseason. Tough one. Plus, let's be totally honest, the benefit of the Yankee fan is they hate the team. The Yankee fan can't stand Brian Cashman. The Yankee fan is looking for an excuse to move on from Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone. I think the Met fan is in love with David Stearns. They don't want to have to admit failure. They don't want to say David Stearns did a bad job. They don't want to have to question what this franchise has turned into. It's turned into the best version of itself since the mid-80s. Like, this is, the owner is great. The GM is wonderful. They finally have the right people running the franchise. The Yankee fan thinks they suck. The Yankee fan thinks Brian Cashman should have been fired 10 years ago. The Yankee fan thinks Boone should have been fired 5 years ago. They don't have any misconceptions about how great this organization is. They hate it. The Met fan loves the organization. The Met fan won't shut up about how smart and rich and great the organization is. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be objective. I think it's more embarrassing for the Mets to not make the playoffs than the Yankees. I do. And it's pretty damn embarrassing for the Yankees. It's pretty damn embarrassing. But as a Met fan or a Yankee fan, it's going to be tougher to show your face as a Met fan. At least the Yankee fan will go, maybe this will make Hal do something. Maybe this will make Hal recognize he's got to do something. How about you, Zoo? Which one's more embarrassing?
I'm in 100% agreeance with you, bro. Nice. I got to be honest, man.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, and this is Met fan perspective. You guys, as Yankee fans right now, you nailed it on the head. If you lose, if you end up tanking out and it's a 79-win season or even an 84-win season,
yeah,
everybody's going to be pounding the table looking for blood, looking for any type of thing they can get, Boone or Cashman. Right. And if you get one of the two, if you get both, I think a lot of people in the Yankee universe are going to be very, very happy.
Absolutely.
The Mets, I'm with you. I think a lot of Mets fans love David Stearns. I know I work with Joe on Saturdays. Joe is not necessarily the biggest David Stearns fan.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's kind of an outlier in the group right now. I know me personally, this would be a massive knock, and I can, in my head, justify, okay, hey, listen, he got put into this situation and thrusted into, hey, we want to go now, and he's trying at the same time make the team look like how he wants it to look, but at the end of the day, it would be 2 failures in a row for this team. It would, I mean, not 2 failures in a row, but it would be 2 out of 3 years where you fail completely and fall on your face, and that would be absolutely unacceptable for a team that's trying to move in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, 23 was as bad a Mets season and as disappointing a Mets season as they've had. And now this year, same thing. The expectations of this Met team were World Series or bust. And now you're going to let the Cincinnati Reds beat you?
But even just think about the smallest acceptance of good that Mets fans, I think, would have. And that would be, all right, at least we made the playoffs. Now we're doing things that we haven't done in our franchise's history consistently. We've been make the playoffs three straight years, right, at this point, if we would have been there in 2023. They fail miserably. They're not there three straight years. There's a chance they don't go back-to-back now either, just with playoff appearances.
No. Yeah, no, I agree. That is tough. That's
unacceptable.
Unacceptable for both teams, really. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say it would be okay for the Yankees. I just think the Yankee fan would have less problems with it. Ray in Brooklyn, what's up, Ray?
Good morning, my perhaps my favorite Yankee fan on planet Earth, yourself and McPherson.
Yes.
And you know what? C-Mac, if you guys are ever looking for an additional member to the law firm, to McPherson, McMonagle, Morash, just throw in Morales, because that's my last name.
Oh, look at that. Bunch of M's.
I have to be a shill. But, so basically, big shout-out to my guy, Big Zoo, behind the glass. He's one of the coolest Met fans ever, and I appreciate the perspective that he just gave objectively. And C-Mac, with you, bro, like, I couldn't agree more with you. You said it as eloquently and perfectly as anybody can say, that it would be more disappointing and embarrassing for the Mets for all those reasons. I just want to add this also, C-Mac. If you recall, Cole goes down, Steele goes down, Stanton goes down. You know, then you get Schmidt and some other guys during the season. At that particular juncture in time, a lot of Yankee fans, even before the season started, in light of those injuries, I remember speaking to, I think it was Al Cintron on the radio. He lowered the win total for the Yankees. I did so also, even though I still had them winning the division or having like a wild card and making the playoffs.
Sure.
But like that never happened with the Mets. You know, the Mets by and large have been healthy. And like I said, C-Mac, everything that you said is on the nose. And I guess the last thing that I want to say is where guys like, you know, positive Tommy, who were questioning the Yankees' culture, whether these guys like one another, you know, and all these things. I don't hear that about the Mets. All I hear about the Mets is excuses. And I understand the whole shtick, but still, at some point in time, you have to have some credibility and you know, speak the truth here. If you're going to question the Yankees' culture, which is ridiculous because they did it last year, we still made the World Series, and you know we're not about to say that.
I know, you can't bring up the World Series last year. I mean, yeah, don't bring it up. Don't bring it up.
Yeah. So, look,
God forbid.
Where's all that talk for the Mets? And like you said, what an embarrassment it would be for the great Juan Soto. The great Juan Soto, who's hitting like 279 in his career, that people say he's, you know, he's Ty Cobb or whatever the case is. But like I said, you are 1,000% right, yourself and Big Zoo behind the glass. And I appreciate the time as always, brother.
You got it, Ray.
Blessed morning.
Yeah, you got it. But let's not make any mistake. It would be embarrassing for the Yankees, too. And they did lose. I know you're going to laugh when I say it. They did lose Frankie Montas. They did lose Manaea. They did have some injuries at the start of the year. But you're right. They got off to a great start with the pitching staff, and it felt like they weren't missing those guys. So it would be embarrassing for both teams, but I do think the Met fan decided to spike the football when Juan Soto came over. And not just about this season, about the franchise, about the people running the franchise, about why Juan Soto, it wasn't about the money, it wasn't about the suites or the family clothing or anything else. It was about the New York Mets were the brighter destination because of the future, because of who they are, who's running things. And if they fall on their face here and miss the playoffs, it would be a huge embarrassment. Huge. And listen, don't get me wrong. The Yankees, same thing. You have to make the playoffs. You have to. You have to. Something inside me tells me both teams still will. Like, I still believe that. I still believe both teams will make the playoffs. I don't look at the Reds as a team that's better than the Mets, and I certainly don't look at the Cleveland Guardians. Hell, you mentioned the Cleveland Guardians. Like, it's funny now. People are going to tell me the Cleveland Guardians are better than the Yankees. They don't even get credit for beating them in the ALCS last year. Like, if you're going to tell me the Cleveland Guardians are good now and a playoff team and better than the Yankees, then you have to admit the Yankees did something and accomplished something by winning the ALCS last year. Because so many, oh, it doesn't matter. The easiest trip to the World Series I've ever seen in my life. You kidding me? That doesn't even count. It doesn't even count. But now, good luck beating those feisty little Cleveland Guardians. They're tough. Bunch of crap. Mike in Hell's Kitchen. What's up, Mike?
Mikey, hey.
Hey.
How you doing, Mac? Hang on one second.
Yeah, sure.
How you doing, brother?
Good. How are you, Mike?
All right, my man. How you doing, pal? Yo. First things first.
I pop a freak all the honeys.
You hear me?
Now, when anyone says first things first, I always have to follow it with I pop or freak all the honeys. It's just a weird thing I do. It's a Biggie lyric. But please, did you catch that? Watch it, Mike. Watch it. We were having such a good time. Be careful.
I know. I'm saying, like, when the guys come down with the white coats, they're good human guys. Remember that, all right?
All right. Thanks, Mike. I didn't get a word what he just said. I have no idea what he just said.
That was a trip.
Just remember that. I'll never forget it, Mike. I'll never forget you. Let's just go right on to Dave in Rockland. What's up, Dave?
I have a couple of recommendations for Yankees manager.
Okay.
One of them you might find out of the blue. So that would be... Of all people, you might find it funny, but I think Anthony Rizzo would make a good manager. You see him, he's like always like the clubhouse guy, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like the few situations that...
But the Yankees still have a manager.
Boone?
Yeah, correct, Boone. He's still the manager as of right now, is he not? So you would fire Boone today and hire Anthony Rizzo?
Wouldn't fire him yet.
Okay.
If the season doesn't go well,
okay,
we need a new manager. So I would recommend Anthony Rizzo. Another guy I would recommend. It was brought up today a couple of times on the Fan. But A-Rod.
Yeah, I think there would be a small chance, that Alex Rodriguez would be willing to step in today and manage the Yankees the rest of this season if he believed he could spark them. I don't think Alex Rodriguez would want to be the manager of the New York Yankees on a regular basis. As much as he loves baseball, it is a grind that someone that has his money, his business interests, and what he wants to do, I just don't think he'd be interested in managing for 162 games. I just don't. Now, do the Yankees want him? Hell no. So it's never going to happen. And can we stop, even Evans falling into the trap, stop with this former Yankees crap? Jorge Posada, we have no idea if he'd make a good manager or a bench coach or anything. David Cone, the pitching coach. Paul O'Neill, the hitting coach. You need Willie Randolph on the staff. You need all these former Yankees. Stop. They don't. I don't know why we have to do it. Like, I was joking around last night. Brett in Long Island called me, and maybe he'll grace us with his presence again this morning. And he's given me this whole thing about the history of the Yankees and guys like Bernie Williams and this, and you could say this team is more talented and blah, 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 blah. Nobody's ever been this bad. And then I bring up another team currently playing. He's like, oh, we'll keep it to the Yankees. I'm like, we'd rather compare the Yankees to the teams that won four championships in 5 years, one of the great dynasties in the history of the game. We'd rather compare this team to that team than their current contemporaries. Why? Why do we want to do that so desperately? Stop. It's so stupid. That team has nothing to do with this team. Nothing. And I don't care what comments they made at Old Timers Day. I don't care. It has nothing to do with them. And we can't continue just to bring up those guys and want them here to manage or coach or be a part of the team or compare this team to that team. Just because that team was great in the postseason and had grit and everything else doesn't mean this team doesn't. Or like, it's just, it's got to stop. I love that group. I grew up with that group. Clearly, they're far better than anything we've seen since, not just with the Yankees, anyone in baseball.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Stop. My goodness. Stop. And Aaron Boone hasn't been fired yet. And hopefully he won't be fired. Hopefully they'll go on a run. It's still possible. And can I say something, too, about the game the other night for the New York Yankees? And, you know, I think Keith is still up doing the chat. God bless him. I heard him talk about this, too. And, like, the idea, I have been on the New York Yankees for not showing urgency. Right, I think Aaron Boone has consistently throughout his years, and Met fans are getting fed up of Mendoza saying the same thing. I think for years the idea of we're the New York Yankees and we'll be fine has been a bit overdone. And maybe it's led to some of these midseason swoons prolonging because, hey, don't worry, we'll be fine. And there's been a lack of urgency. I think that's fair. But the idea that Michael Kay put out yesterday on his show that I think heard Keith kind of mentioned last night or this morning, that going to De Los Santos is part of the non-urgency issue is absolutely ridiculous. I could not disagree more with what Michael Kay had to say. Honestly, I could not disagree more. De Los Santos, we want to talk about urgency, and we want to talk about, like, You can't go to Devin Williams because he's not what he used to be. You got to go with what Devin Williams is right now. Well, right now, De Los Santos is one of their best relievers. No? He was pitching to a 1.5 ERA. You're going to tell me, you're going to look me dead in the face and tell me you have to go to Mark Leiter? That you can't go to De Los Santos, you got to go to Mark Leiter. Otherwise, there's no urgency there. What a load of crap. That is such nonsense. De Los Santos has been one of their best relievers. That's just the way it's been. Oh, you got to go to Weaver there. Okay, Weaver's better. Okay. You got to go to Weaver there. That makes sense. Who's pitching the next inning? Doval? Tell me again that Doval is a better pitcher than De Los Santos right now in the moment. Yes, they traded for him. Yes, he's been a closer. Yes, he throws 99 miles an hour. He's blown two games in the last week. He blew the Saturday game that it took the clutch home run to win. I mean, come on. What are we talking about? He blew a two-run lead the last time we saw him in a big spot. But he's got a pitch? Otherwise, there's no urgency? It's just a load of crap. This is where I'll defend Boone. I have a real problem with how this team's handled adversity this year. I have a real problem with the overall kind of sense of urgency. I think that's fair. I don't think he's done a good job this year at all. I think this team is dramatically underachieving. It's on the manager. But we go with every single time a reliever gives up runs, we got to kill him for it. And then when now this new thing is that he's not trying to win the game. And that there's got to be a sense of urgency there. Oh, don't tell me you like the lane. Who's your best pitcher? The best pitcher is Weaver or Bednar. You want to throw him into the sixth? If you are not getting home, if that starting pitcher, whether it be Schlittler in this case or any other starting pitcher, if you're going to tell me that they couldn't get to a position where Weaver and Bednar can get you home, if that's the case, then those are the only two guys I want to see. Mike Francesa used to always talk about the A game. You get the A game of Andy Pettitte into the seventh, boom, Mariano for the eighth and ninth. That was the A game. If you could have gotten to the seventh inning and you could have told me I could get six outs between the two of those guys, okay, I'm with you. If you can get to a point where you feel comfortable where only Weaver and Bednar can get through the rest of the game, then I agree those are the only two pitchers that should see the field. But if you're going to tell me I can't do that and I can't get nine outs out of Weaver or Bednar and Weaver and Bednar, are you really telling me that the manager showed no urgency going to a pitcher who not only had a 1.6 ERA but has been the best right-handed arm in the last week? Stop. We got to stop. We got to be able to recognize what the real issues are and stop screaming every time a player fails that it's somehow the analytics and the manager and the urgency and all the crap. The dude didn't get the outs. How many times has Leiter not gotten the outs? How many times in the last week has Doval not gotten the outs? Sorry, if you're not going to Weaver and Doval, if you're not going to Weaver and Bednar alone, Doval is. I don't feel any better about Doval over Jerry De Los Santos. Sorry, I don't. And I don't know how you can tell me over the last 2 weeks you do. I don't know how you can tell me you do. He stepped into a two-run lead on Saturday, threw a double play away, and blew the game, where it looked like the moment was too big for him. Came in his first appearance as a New York Yankee with a two-run lead against the Marlins and blew the game. But I got to go to him, otherwise I show no urgency? Garbage. Absolute garbage. The pitcher didn't get it done. Plain simple. Plain simple. Sometimes it's as simple as that. We don't have to go back to Josh Donaldson or Aaron Hicks and every other mistake that we hate from Brian Cashman or every other decision from Aaron Boone and talk about it all every time there is an issue or every time a reliever gives up runs. I had no problem going to De Los Santos. None. None. He's got to get the outs. Got to get the outs. Plain and simple. He didn't. And then the other narrative that came out of that game last night that drives me bonkers, and I might even fall into it every once in a while, is that, like, oh, well, all the teams lost last night. You had an opportunity. That is true, no doubt. But if all those teams won, would we be okay with the loss? Like, if all the teams won, would we be like, hey, at least they didn't blow an opportunity to gain a game. In fact, they just lost ground. Like, what are we talking about? Like, they got to go out there and win, plain and simple. Right now, like, they would have an opportunity to gain a game. Okay. If every team won, well, they staved off the they didn't fall into the trap of falling further behind. Bottom line is they got to win. They got to win. And I know, and Keith's still on the chat. I know he pitched the night before. He felt good about him and how good he's been. Like, I have no problem going to him. He's available. He's been one of their better right-handed relievers this side of Bednar and Weaver. That's it. Do you feel better about Leiter in that spot? Do you feel better about Doval in that spot? I don't know how you can answer yes. That's my only point. If you could look me dead in the face and tell me you absolutely 100% feel better about Leiter in that game, or you 100% feel better about Doval, who's blown two games in the last 2 weeks since he's gotten here, you tell me you feel better about them in that spot than De Los Santos, like 100%, you got to go to them, then I'll agree with you. But I don't think you can. I don't think you can. You can't. They haven't been better. Just don't give me the injury crap. The urgency crap on every move. I had no problem pulling Schlittler. I'm not letting Buxton see him again. Buxton had a 10-pitch at bat and roped a double. I want the kid to have a good start. I'm not sending him back out there to put Buxton on, and now I got to bring in a reliever with men on. That was a move that was 100% fine. That game has nothing to do. That Aaron Boone did not lose that game. The offense only scoring one run lost that game. Not Aaron Boone. He doesn't lose all of them. That's a crazy. 888-808-1009. Having said that, I'm not overly happy with him, but I just can't stand these crazy, stupid takes. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break. We'll come back and take your calls as we got you all the way to 5 a.m. right here on The Fan.
Baseball heartbreak, football glory. WFAN covers every win, loss, and headline from the Yankees, Mets, Jets, and Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps.
Hey, Connecticut, if you want name brand tires at the guaranteed lowest price and the most free services, then get to Town Fair Tire. Because nobody beats a Town Fair Tire deal. Nobody.
This is Alex Showman of Showman & Hill, New York's premier injury law firm. We'll always fight for you if you're injured at a construction site. If you've ever wished you've had a lawyer in the family, now you will. At Showman & Hill, it's never one and done. Once you're a client, you're always part of our family. New Yorkers in every borough and on every block know us by name. Showman & Hill. Get your free consultation at hurtny.com. That's hurtny.com.
The More to Move You summer sales event is on at Open Road Mazda of Morristown and Open Road Mazda of East Brunswick. Don't miss exceptional offers on our most popular models. The versatile 2025 Mazda CX-5 is just $229 per month for 33 months. Or lease the rugged 2025 Mazda CX-50, now only $239 per month for 33 months. There's more to move you at Open Road Mazda of Morristown and Open Road Mazda of East Brunswick. Click, shop, we deliver. OpenRoadMazda.com. Must finance through Mazda Financial Services. See dealer for complete details.
Hi, this is Stu Leonard and my wife, Kim, and we lost our 2-year-old son to a drowning accident. It's been our lifelong dream to open up a swim school. Drowning is the number one cause of death for children under 5, but those who take swim lessons are 88% less likely to drown. Sign up for swim lessons today at stewietheduck.org, and all profits from the school will go to swim lessons for the needy.
Visit stewietheduck.org for your free intro lesson today.
With so many options, choosing the right funding solution for your small business can be confusing and complicated. LendSeek makes it easy. Our AI platform instantly matches your business with over 100 funders to find the perfect fit, up to $1 million in as fast as 24 hours. Recently, a business owner needed $100,000 that same day to beat new tariff pricing and avoid a 3-week shipping delay. LendSeek got him funded in just 2 hours. He locked in pre-tariff pricing, kept shelves stocked, and steered clear of the storm. And because LendSeek continually evaluates new funding options for your changing needs, it's easy to see why 90% of our clients come back for additional funding. If you've been in business at least 2 years with annual revenue of at least $500,000, qualifying is easy, with no collateral, no out-of-pocket costs, and no hassle. LendSeek is open for business. Apply now with no cost or obligation at LendSeek.com. LendSeek.com. LendSeek. You seek, we lend.
Tune in to WFAN for your chance to win tickets to a live in-person conversation with Stephen Curry at Brooklyn Paramount on September 11th, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
We've got more sports talk coming up on The Fan.
I'll see you guys a week from Monday. No, does that make sense? Yeah. No, 2 weeks from Monday. 2 weeks from Monday. Yeah. 2 weeks from Monday.
You're talking about the 25th.
Yeah.
Wow.
See you on the 25th. I'll be back for the Saturday before then. No.
A week from Monday.
No, 2 weeks from Monday.
So then the 1st?
Yeah.
You're back on Labor Day.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'll probably be off Labor Day. I didn't even think about that. I'll probably be off Labor Day.
So really, 2 weeks from Tuesday.
2 weeks from Tuesday. But I will be with this. I'll be Saturday, the 30th. Saturday the 30th, I'll be there.
Back in action.
Back in action.
Now, let me ask you a question quickly before you get back to these calls.
Yeah.
Evan, when he went to Europe, he got the beautiful, you know, views, everything, the great rooms, but he made sure that with the views, he also had the iPad with the game, and he was scoring the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you're not going to be scoring the game, I hope, but
will you
be watching?
Yes, 100%. Of course.
And with the views and have the whole setup?
What do you mean with the views?
Like you're going to have it on with the in the windowsill as you stare out into the beautiful...
I don't know. I'll watch the games, though. I'm not... It's a different trip than Evan. I'm not going through Europe. We're staying at one place. My father-in-law is renting a place, and we're going there. It's like a back-to-the-homeland kind of vacation. He grew up there. He came over to the United States when he was 16 years old. So it's kind of like taking the family back to his neighborhood in Sicily and then obviously seeing Sicily a little bit. So it's not like I'm doing Rome and Naples and all of Europe or all of Italy even. So, it's August baseball, man. The Yankees are a half a game up in the playoffs. Of course I'm watching.
Do you think you'll be able to find a place to watch it at?
Yeah.
Would you do that?
To go to a bar or something? No, I'll have it on my laptop.
But would you go to an Italian bar to watch?
If they had the game, the only problem is I think they're
ahead by
6 hours ahead, so it's like in the middle of the morning.
But maybe a Saturday 1 o'clock game. It's a nice 6 o'clock. You go out, you get a nice little dinner.
Yeah,
watch the Yankee.
Probably not. No, I don't think I would be able to just say, "Honey, I'm going to the local, tortilla, and I'm going to be watching the Yankees." Like I don't think that exists. Would be my guess. But no, I don't think I could just say, "Yeah, I'm taking 4 hours away." Have fun with the kids. I don't know what you guys are doing today. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm going to end up waking up early and watching the games on my laptop. That's what's going to end up happening.
Early or go to bed late?
It depends. What, 6 from, that's 3 a.m. start? I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Mike in Valley Stream. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
I think both of these New York teams are cooked, man. I think the Yankees and the Mets are both missing the playoffs this year. They're both a half a game up. The Yankees are a half a game up against Cleveland.
Yep.
And the Mets are a half a game up against the Mets. This is looking like an absolute utter disaster this season. I mean, I don't know which team's worse. I'm a Yankee fan, but I watch the Mets too just for the hell of it because with the disaster they're going to pull out of the rug. I mean, they look absolutely – I don't know which team is worse, but – It's who's worse is the whole. I mean, it's just been an utter disaster with both New York sports, with both New York baseball teams. It is
impossible to understand what happened to both these teams.
And you know what's impossible to understand. And I was just going to tell you, you know what the sad thing about all this is? The Yankees missed the playoffs. Nothing's going to change in the offseason. Cashman will come back. Boone's going to come back. Because if you remember when they missed it 2 years ago, nothing changed. Everybody came back.
And then if you remember, they went to the World Series the next year.
Oh, I know that, but they got married.
That doesn't matter. I know. It doesn't really matter they went to the World Series. I know.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Nah, so what? Why you got to keep bringing that up, Chris? Like it matters. I know it doesn't matter when they... It doesn't matter. I got to keep trying to tell myself it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I see Ryan Yarbrough and Fernando Cruz both made their first rehab assignments. Fernando Cruz was not good, only got one out, but who cares? Need him back desperately. That would help this. Then he could pitch in the sixth inning, and we won't have to scream about urgency. If Fernando Cruz is out there, everyone's going to be okay with that, right? Unless, of course, he gives up runs. Then that idiot Boone! The hell would you bring in Cruz for? That's not a... anyone could give Weaver, Bednar. Why? That's not the spot for him. That's why I push back on the Boone stuff. Because it's literally... it's so ridiculous. Anytime a reliever gives up a run, Boone shouldn't have put him in. It's laughable, our reaction to it. Having said that, I think he's done a terrible job this year. Not because of his bullpen management, although I had a real tough time with some of the Devin Williams stuff as of late. I think everyone did. I just think the team is dramatically underachieving. I hate the way they respond sometimes. You can't have these prolonged losses. Like, I think Boone's done a terrible job this year. I'm not trying to tell you he's done a good job. And if they don't make the playoffs, I think they will fire Boone. And they should. Brian Cashman's a different story. I think they probably should move on from Brian Cashman, but he is so entrenched. I've talked about this a lot. I don't know if the owner has, like, Hal Steinbrenner, forget if he wants to win or not, because I think that is so overblown. Of course Hal wants to win. Part of making money is winning. You know how much money they made going to the World Series last year? He wants that. The idea he doesn't is silly. Like, Hal wants to win. But the thing with Brian Cashman is Hal has never had, like, if Hal fires Brian Cashman and doesn't just let him make the transition into some other role and bring in whoever the guy is going to be to replace him, like, if he fires him and brings in someone from outside the organization, he's got to change the way he's done business since the second he took over as the owner. Like, Brian Cashman runs everything. He's either going to have to trust someone else implicitly to run everything, which is not an easy thing to do, or he's going to have to get more involved, and I don't think he knows how to do that. Like, I'd be surprised if Brian Cashman gets fired. I think Brian Cashman's going to leave when he wants to leave. I do think that. I do. But I think Boone could get fired. Absolutely. Absolutely. Bob in Bayside. What's up, Bob?
Yeah, Madonna's real name is Louise Chacon. She was born in Michigan.
Is that anyway, true?
Yeah.
Louise Chacon.
Yeah, that's her name. Mm-hmm. Anyway, in fact, when she first started out, the church tried to sue her to stop using the name. But anyway.
Oh, really? And then I know she had a problem with that song, I think, Like a Prayer or whatever song that she did, everything.
Like a Virgin.
Well, yeah, Like a Virgin, and then...
yeah.
Something, isn't it Like a Prayer? I'm gonna take you there.
But no, for using the name Madonna, which I felt was blasphemous. Anyway,
gotcha.
You're right about that, Los Santos.
Did the Beatles have a problem with Lady Madonna?
Lady Madonna was the Beatles' song. Yeah,
I understand that. Did the church have problems with that? I'm wondering.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, then what do you know, Bob? No, I'm just kidding.
I know one thing. You're right about De Los Santos. He had a 1.5 ERA in a few games. And he gave up 2 ground ball singles, and he had 1 bad pitch with the gapper.
Yeah.
But hey, the only argument that could be made, Chris, is this, that you could have left Shetler in one more inning. He's big and strong. He's young. After the game, they asked him, did you have anything left? He said, I felt really good. He didn't throw Boone under the bus. So that was Boone's decision.
100%. And Boone said as much. Boone said he sometimes... we'll talk to guys. He made the decision that Cam was done, and I had no problem with it. Again, he had a very intense fourth inning, came back, had a decent fifth inning, third time through the lineup, and Buxton is the most dangerous hitter in that lineup. He's leading off, and the last time he saw him, he had a 10-pitch at-bat and then roped a double. I don't want him to do it, because if he gives up another hit... One, he might give up a home run to Buxton, but if he gives up another hit to Buxton, I'm taking him out. I know that. It's batter to batter at that point. And now I'm bringing a reliever with a guy on. I had a rested bullpen, and he went to the guy he wanted to go to, and I have no problem with it. I have no problem with how that game was handled. None. They just lost. The offense didn't score runs. That's what's frustrating about that game the other night for the Yankees. It was an opportunity to prove they can hit good starting pitching. The first two games of that series meant nothing to me other than they weren't losses. They were 2 wins. It's better than losing. But it meant nothing to me. I come away from that series feeling the exact same way I did after the Astros series. They beat up on a lousy team for 2 games, and the second that a good pitcher hit the mound, they got shut down. I don't feel good about it, but that's why they lost. They scored 1 run. They didn't lose because of Boone's managerial decisions. They didn't. And there's nothing wrong with that managerial decision. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing. Zach in Lynbrook. What's up, Zach?
What's up? How you doing, man?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Yeah. I kind of feel like you're contradicting yourself. You're saying that Boone's done a horrible job this year.
He's done a bad job this year. Yep.
Yeah, correct. And then you're trying to say that his bullpen decisions have, like, you know, not affected losses.
I didn't say that at all.
I mean,
I said this bullpen decision had nothing to do with it, and overall his bullpen decisions aren't why I think he's done a bad job. And the Devin Williams stuff, I completely disagreed with. I don't know how he kept throwing Devin Williams and leaving him in. Everyone makes decisions that I disagree with. We could go to every manager in baseball and find a bullpen decision that we don't like here or there. I think the way the team has responded in situations, the vibe that's been created with inside the team, like that's the kind of stuff I don't think. Like the idea that Aaron Boone has cost them like 10, 12 games with his managerial decisions, I don't think he has.
I think he has. I think he's been directly responsible for at least 10 losses directly from his bullpen.
How many games did he win with decisions?
Can't think of one.
You know why? Because you don't care. Because if a reliever came in and did his job, that's the reliever doing his job. And if he put together a lineup that we even questioned and called a punt lineup before the game and they went out and mashed, well, that's because that's what the offense is supposed to do. Because the manager loses and the players win. Plain and simple. That's why you can't think of a single game that Boone made an impact move that helped them win. Because you don't care to keep track of those. Because the players are supposed to go out and play well. The reliever he brings in is supposed to get the outs. The idea that Aaron Boone has cost them 10 to 12 games single-handedly is ridiculous. Now, Devin Williams has costed them 6 or 7, and I'll even put the last 2 of Devin Williams on Aaron Boone. But when he goes to Devin Williams, who they just traded for, who was ranked by Major League Baseball or MLB Network, the best reliever in the sport before the season started, when he goes to him with a 4-run lead, I don't blame him for that game. I completely disagree that he's cost them some outrageous number, like 12 or 13 games. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And if I ask you how many games he won, you can't even give me an example. Why? Because you don't care. You don't keep track of the good moves. You don't keep track of what worked. And if you did, you wouldn't give the manager credit for it anyway. Players win, Aaron Boone loses. That's how it works. And all I am is the guy who points it out. That's it. I'm not even defending him. I'm just pointing it out. That's how it works with the fans. The players win. Aaron Boone loses. That's it. We can hate the players. We'll curse them. We'll talk about how much they suck and go nuts and everything. But when it comes down to like what happened in the game, well, that player shouldn't have been there. You know, it's absolute garbage. Boone hasn't found a way. To instill a better vibe around the team, hasn't instilled that fight, that toughness. That's what I have a problem with. I don't have a problem with, like, again, I'll differ than most people. I don't think it's Aaron Boone's fault that Wells doesn't know how many outs there are. Well, this is Major League Baseball. He's got to hold his hand, go out there and tell him before every pitch how many outs there are? That's on the player, dude. That's on Wells. I don't blame him for Dominguez not knowing how many strikes there are in the Red Sox series at second base. That's on Jason Dominguez. He's got to know that. What's he doing? How's he not paying attention? Every pitch, you got to go tell Jason Dominguez how many strikes there are? It's not T-ball, bro. Like, I don't have a problem with it. It's not Boone's fault that Volpe throws the ball in the dirt. It's not Boone's fault that Jazz Chisholm gets, you know, thrown off a first, picked off a first base on a pop up to second base. That's on Jazz. And I don't care if you didn't take him out of the game. Should he have? Yes. Would I have? Yes. Do I think he could do more of that? Absolutely. Does it change? Like, does that mean that Jazz still is allowed to do it? I don't agree with that assessment. I don't agree Jazz felt like, it's okay if I get thrown out at first base. The manager doesn't mind. Like, I don't think that's it. But this team doesn't respond. This team got broken on a Friday night in Miami and then didn't show up the next 2 days. That's when I blame the manager. That's when I blame the manager. Not because he brought in De Los Santos and he gave up 3 runs. I don't blame the manager for that. I blame the manager when they get a devastating loss and then don't show up for 2 days. I blame the manager when there's this, you know, overall feeling that has hit the team that it'll be okay, we're fine, and then slowly as they're not fine, they're pressing. They say they're fine publicly, they're pressing. He's got to be there to make sure they don't press. He's got to be there to make sure they play their best games. They don't. That's on the manager. They are dramatically underachieving on the manager. He's had some individual moves I disagree with. Of course, all managers do. But the idea he cost them some, like, you know, 10 games, he hasn't cost them 10 games because he's won them some. You just don't remember. 888-808-1019, nor do you care to remember. 2 hours down, 3 more to go on our 5-hour midnight ride. Mick Monagle here with you. We'll take your calls at 888-808-1019. We'll also see you on the live chat on YouTube. You can go to the WFAN YouTube page and watch the show live. I'm sure it must be fascinating. And by the way, I don't have a lazy eye, you weirdos. I was just on TV for 3 straight days in the morning show. I don't know if my glasses, this angle or something, but I see a bunch of people saying I have a lazy eye. I got no lazy eye. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I just don't have one. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break. Come back.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.